If women run for public office, they win in the same percentages that men do. So why does it seem like there are so few women in positions of political power? Well, not all that many actually take the plunge and run. But there are groups in Wisconsin trying to change the situation, and WUWM's Bonnie Petrie says they are having some success.
Shantia Lewis lives in Milwaukee's 9th District. She's a mom, a wife, a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, and now she's a city alderwoman. Lewis says she never intended to run for public office, but she did have a lot of thoughts about what was going on in her neighborhood.
And I just kept saying, hey, look over here. Anybody noticing this? Anybody noticing that? Anybody noticing this? And apparently a few people got tired of me saying, did anybody notice? And they said, apparently you're the person who's supposed to run because you're the one noticing all of these things.
But Shantia already had a full plate. Like many women, she felt kind of guilty about considering a run for public office.
But what are my kids going to do? And my husband can't run the house but without me. And at the time, I was an executive director for a nonprofit.
In fact, it's not unusual for women who are drawn to public service to channel the desire to make a difference into nonprofit work. Lewis was dedicated to her nonprofit.
It wasn't until someone sat me down and said, I know you love your nonprofit. I know you love helping the people. And this was the clincher for me. They said, how would you feel if you could do what you're doing right now on a larger scale? Floored me. And I said, you know what? You're right. That's what made me decide to run.
That's when Lewis hooked up with Emerge, a nationwide organization that recruits and trains women who are Democrats to run for public office. It teaches women how to do things like raise money and campaign. Emerge Wisconsin Executive Director Aaron Forrest says Lewis's long internal struggle about whether to run or not is not uncommon for women.
Almost all women, when you ask them to run, and we need to be asked because we're much less likely to self-select, say no. And think there has got to be someone more qualified to do this. I don't have the expertise. I don't know every single thing that's happened on my city council. There's got to be somebody better to do this job. And so what we do in this training is just as much about dispelling that myth as it is about giving women new skills.
Democrats aren't the only ones interested in finding and training women to run for public office. Charlotte Rasmussen's the president of the Wisconsin Federation of Republican Women, and she says her organization is always scouting for potential women candidates.
Because as you see, there's not that great a representation in the state legislature or the national legislatures, and even school boards and county boards. And so we should continue to look for candidates and take them under our wing and teach them how to become a candidate.
Rasmussen says the goal is 50-50. The Federation does candidate training every other year. Emerge does training every year. Incoming Alderwoman Lewis says she emerged from her 7 months of intensive training with no question in her mind. She was qualified to run. The former head of the PTA beat her opponent for alderman, a 12-year incumbent, by 8 points. She says any woman with passion, ideas, and commitment to her community can run and win.
I am a prime example. If you can see yourself doing it in your dreams and your visions, guess what? You can do it. So don't doubt yourself. Do it.
When Lewis joins the Milwaukee Common Council, she will double the number of women on the 15-person board to 2. Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.